I want to talk about the S word. I want to talk about sugar. Look, it's a well-known diet taboo, and it gets blamed for a huge range of health problems. What I want to know is it truly the sweet poison that people would have you believe? And what should we be doing about it in our diet? Now, Julie Gilbert is a practicing dietitian. She's a spokesperson for the Dietitians Association of Australia. Julie, a very good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we often hear this idea that there are good sugars and bad sugars. Is this true? I mean, does sugar divide down the line, good versus evil?
Not really. Unfortunately, we like to think that if we're not having the good old white sugar that we put into our tea or coffee and change it to something like, suppose, like honey, for instance, we're doing something better for our body. But actually, we're not. Sugar, no matter what form it comes in, is roughly around the same in calorie value. The only difference is it might taste a little bit different in what you're doing. It may, some do break down a little bit slower than the others, but overall, there's not much of a difference.
So is there anything inherently bad in sugar? Surely it's just another carbohydrate or energy form.
Look, the problem with sugar is it actually doesn't add any nutritional value to what we're eating. So that means it doesn't have any vitamins, minerals, fibres that can actually help the body. All it really does is, if you don't burn it off, you can actually help to store more fat on the body.
So it does actually have an influence on that?
Yeah, because really at the end of the day, I mean, sugar is kilojoules. And if we have too many kilojoules in our diet, or calories as some people like to refer to, then we will actually store it as fat. Now, what we do know is that if we eat too many of those, then we're going to actually put on weight. And if a source of your food has a high sugar content, it could be contributing to your weight gain.
Now, what about sugars that occur naturally in foods? Like I'm thinking specifically of fructose, which I know was getting a very bad rap a few years ago with people suggesting that it shouldn't be consumed by humans.
Yeah, look, it has. Look, I mean, yeah, look, we have many theories going out there, but at the end of the day, you know, fructose is something that we do find naturally in fruit. Another one that people often shy away from is lactose, which is naturally occurring in our milk products that we find. So these are sugar contents that sort of scare people because they see it on the food label and think sugar's bad, I shouldn't be eating it. But these foods are actually much more beneficial because the fact that they do contain other, they're found in foods that are really high in fiber or they're high in vitamins and minerals that the body actually needs. So they're things that we should be including in our diet.
So
not to go overboard on them, but to have them.
What we need to be worried about then is added sugars by the sounds of it.
Yes, added sugars. And they're the things that we actually find. So a good example is soft drink is a great example. So when we look at a standard soft drink can, say, for example, Coke, for instance, they can add up to 8 teaspoons of sugar into a standard can. Fanta can be up to 10 teaspoons. Mm. And that's what we're talking about for people, is about the added sugars that we find in our diet that have no benefit whatsoever. So soft drink, lollies, are two good examples of foods that we really don't need regularly.
Is sugar hard to quit because of an addictive nature of it, or is it hard to quit because it's so pervasive and basically in everything?
I think the problem with sugar is what it actually comes in. So, for example, fat is still the thing that our body or our taste buds actually like the most.
Mm.
But our taste buds don't actually like, I mean, it's not like we get out the teaspoon of butter and just pop it in our mouths and do it that way. We actually like to flavour our fat. So I like to describe it for some people, who, how do you like your fat? You know, do you like it sugared or salted? And for some people, it's not, they think it's the sweetness of the fat that they're actually craving. And that's found in things like, you know, your good desserts, good old chocolate, biscuits, cakes. That's where we actually find them. So while we're describing them as sweet foods, they're actually sweet because we've sweetened the fat content, which is very different to savoury, where people go, well, okay, that fat, which is like chips, for example, then you're actually having your fat with salt added to it and other flavours.
Well, it is my favourite way of getting my fat, I have to be honest. Look, just finally, Julie, give me the bad news. As someone who probably gets most of his sugar in a fermented form from alcohol, that's still not doing great stuff for me, is it?
No. And look, we've got to be realistic. I know people want to cut out their sugar But can I still keep my alcohol content? My best tip that I can give, and it's a Friday, and most people are thinking, wow, it's the weekend. I love to have a glass of wine or maybe two. My best advice is this. A standard glass of wine is actually 100 mils. So that means in a bottle of wine, there's 7.5 standard drinks. Now, to make that messaging in your head a little bit easier to understand, if you can imagine one standard drink is like a slice of bread, then if you are going to have that bottle of wine tonight, that's 7.5 slices of bread that you're actually going to be consuming.
That is a lot of bread.
It is. And it's a really nice way to get people to think about their alcohol content, because we often think that it's almost calorie-free and it's okay to actually have. We don't realise that it still has a very high calorie intake if we're going to have more than one or two standard drinks a night.
Julie Gilbert, some, dare I say it, sobering news before the weekend. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
No worries at all. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Julie Gilbert there. What a delight. She's a practicing dietitian and with the Dietitians Association of Australia as well.